Happy Mother's Day.
Just all this Mother's Day stuff.
Happy Mother's Day.
Don't know what to get your mom for Mother's Day? How about a personalized song?
It feels so old English, right? You would go ahead and contact a poet, and they would charter some sort of artwork for your mother. But here, we'll just do it over the radio, and it'll be easy.
That's right. Producer John loves his guitar. He brings it to work every day. We're not really sure why, but we decided to give him a task. And that's why, over the course of the last week, we've been asking you to go to annonraven.com, tell us all about your mom, and he would write songs for them.
Happy Mother's Day week, Cynthia.
Thank you.
We have your daughter, Taylor, on the line. She wrote us a very lengthy email about how much she loves you and how great you are. Taylor, is there anything you'd like to say to your mom for Mother's Day?
I love you. She's not very, like, she's nervous more about anything than, she's just nervous, and I'm excited. I love you. Don't kill me.
Yeah, we'll see how much I love you after this, so.
Well, Cynthia, Taylor told us a whole lot about you, and producer John loves his guitar more than any person ever should.
Yeah, that's true. Possibly more than his mother. I'm not going to put that out there this week and say that it's a definite, but, I mean, he's in love with that thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yay.
He's written a song for you, and here it is.
Oh, great.
This Mother's Day, we got a brand new groove. About a mama born on April Fool's. She's the greatest mama without a doubt. Even when she opens the mailbox with her mouth. Grandkid's name is Margot, the other's Melanie. Her favorite color's purple and she loves her sunflower seeds. Cynthia, happy Mother's Day to you. Got a tailor-made Mother's Day groove. Cynthia, happy Mother's Day to you. Ann and Raven want to wish you happy Mother's Day, too.
Woo! Oh, my God, that's awesome.
I just need to know. Wait a minute. You opened the mailbox with your mouth? What?
Oh, God, I knew it. I knew it.
Oh, I called both my aunt.
Taylor, you're in trouble.
Wait. How do you open your mail? You open it with your... How do you do it?
So my elder sister, who was always so sweet to me, she made me mud pies and other things. She challenged me to open a mailbox with my mouth, and it was freezing cold. And so the mailbox actually got stuck to my mouth as the bus was driving up. So. I lost a few layers of skin on that one.
Oh, my.
That was great.
Oh, my God.
We hope you get all the sunflower seeds. We know you love them.
I do love them. The love the song, too.
Oh,
that was awesome.
God.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Cynthia.
You too. Thank you so much.
It's not too late. If you'd like us to create a song for your mom, head to annonraven.com. Click Mother's Day Melody. Over the last week at annonraven.com, you've been submitting incredible stories about your mom. Anna and Raven's Mother's Day Melody.
We take all those great little tidbits and turn them into a song.
And we're ready to surprise a mom right now.
Good morning, Becky. Happy Mother's Day week.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That is so nice of you.
We have your daughter, Fran, on the line here, and she wrote us a novel about how incredible you are and everything about you. Frances, would you like to say something to your mom as we lead up to Mother's Day?
Oh, Mom, I hope you have the best Mother's Day. I love you and appreciate you, and I wish I was there to give you a big hug and kiss. I miss you.
Oh, I miss you, too. Aww. Love you, love you, love you.
Mm. I love you, Mama.
All right, so Becky.
God, I feel like a piece of iron over here rusting. there's moisture coming from my eyes right now. It's so foreign to me, but it's so nice just to hear you guys share a moment like that. It's just so nice to be with you guys.
Well, all my children are precious.
First of all, the names of your children, you call them Junior, Bubba, and Moon Man, and Sis. Is that right?
Oh, yes. Yes, they all have meanings.
All right, we have our producer here named John. John loves his guitar and he loves to write songs. So based on a very little of the long amount of things that Fran has written about you, all great things, and I will certainly tell you all about them, he's written you a song. Are you ready to hear your song?
Oh, I am ready.
Okay.
Becky, happy Mother's Day. We hope you're feeling grand. Francis wanted a special gift, so we said we'd lend a hand. Now, Becky is kind and gentle, but don't you get in her way, or she'll run you over like she did those ladies from the Red Hat Society.
What?
Becky, happy Mother's Day. We hope you're doing well. Francis wants to send her love, and Anna and Raven do as well. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
How did you run over those women from the Red Hat Society?
Oh, no, she did not tell that. I happened to be in a wheelchair because I had a broken ankle and I had to go to market. And so I really wasn't a good driver of the motorized wheelchair. And I just accidentally went too fast, but they got out of the way, but they gave me really bad looks. And I kept saying, I'm sorry, but it didn't get it. It did not get it at all.
I love it. I love it so much.
Well, you're forgiven of all things that you confess on Mother's Day week around here. You're good with us,
oh,
Becky.
Good.
Just some of the things that your daughter has told us about. Mom and Dad went to a funeral in Virginia. She lost her balance and slid down the snowy hill in her hat, gloves, and a coat. It was a sight to behold. In their first home, Dad was going to hang pictures. He was told to hang them around eye level. My dad was 6'6". Everyone got a crick in their neck from looking at the pictures he hung at his eye level.
My mother was horrified.
Yeah. Fran said that Dad is the character of the family, but Mom, you are the center of their universe. They are so blessed to have you as loving parents. They have always supported each and every single one of you, and they're always there for you guys. So happy Mother's Day from Raven, I, and of course, all of your family and your daughter, Frances.
Oh, thank you so much. This is just a real, real surprise. Y'all have a blessed day.
Anna and Raven's Mother's Day Melody. Over the last week, you told us why your mom was so great. Producer John busted out his guitar and he started writing songs about them. Now, Zach's mom is at work right now, but he still wants to surprise her. Good morning, Zach. How are you?
I'm doing good.
All right. Well, we're very excited to get your message about your mom. Now, I know you don't want your mom on the line because you want to surprise her on the air. So can you tell us a little bit about your mom?
Yeah, sure. She's a single mom. She works 6 or 7 days a week for me, just to provide for me and to make sure I do the best as I can. And she's given me lots of opportunities to do wonderful things, and I want to repay her in some sort of way.
Zach, I know why you didn't want to have your mom on the phone with you right at that moment, because you wouldn't have got through a single sentence of that, because you would have been a blubbering mess, and it would have been me too. Because that's amazing, right? I mean, what the struggle is for parents every day is very real. But when somebody is taking on that role by themselves, it's made even more so difficult, obviously, because you have to be the provider and the parent. Tell us a little bit about Zach's mom, Anna.
You wrote a whole beautiful essay about your mother, and you talk about the amazing meals that she prepares for you on a daily basis. What's the favorite thing that mama cooks for you?
I would say is when she cooks from the crock pot, and she puts it on the morning, and then when we get home, it's ready for us to thing. And some things are like chicken legs, where the meat has came fully off the chicken, or there's sometimes pork chops in there. And that's really good, too.
And early to rise for mom, too, setting up dinner like that in the morning when you're working all those hours, right? That's how you do it. I love walking into a house and smelling something that's been cooking all day.
I noticed something that you wrote, that you love to go on car trips with her. I love cars when I'm in the car with my girls because I feel like they're trapped and they have to talk to me. Do you find like that's your special time with your mom?
Yes, it's definitely a good time that we sometimes catch up with. We do lots of traveling. We go to Massachusetts to see a friend of ours, and then we go to Pennsylvania to see a real good friend of ours. We'll actually be still going to Pennsylvania since I'll be going to college in Harrisburg, and so it'll be nice to still be going in those certain places in those car trips with her.
I laughed out loud when you wrote that she goes to all the baseball games even though she doesn't enjoy it.
Yeah. I love the Yankees, and she has asthma, and her asthma doctor is not good for her, but she still does it for me, and it's a wonderful thing that she does, and I'm very thankful for that.
When you're a mom, you'll do anything for your kids, that's for sure. Well, producer John has put together a great song for your mom based on all the stuff that you told us about. what makes you the best mother around. Here it is.
Oh, Mama Monica, we got an email from your son. His name's Zach. He's a nice guy. He said, Happy Mother's Day. He wants you to have some fun. It's party time. He said they got you working 6 or 7 days a week. All work and no play. But this weekend's Mother's Day, go ahead and kick up your feet. Well, no baseball games, nothing like that. Anna and Raven want to have a nice chat with Mama Monica. Happy Mother's Day.
I like how he got all gutty at the end. Yeah! Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Zach, for telling us all about your mom. And hopefully when she hears this live on the air, she'll be excited.
Happy Mother's Day, Monica.
Yeah. Anna and Raven's Mother's Day melody. Over the course of the last week, you've submitted at annaandraven.com all about your amazing moms. And now it's time to surprise the moms just in time for Mother's Day.
It really has been nice to read all these details about people, right? And get an inside look at people's families.
You know, Raven, it's like you always know that the moms are the heart of the family and how much you love them. But when you read your children writing these incredible things about you, it's so touching.
And we've got one of our super moms right here now. Hi, Arlene. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. We have your daughter, Stacy, on the line, and she had reached out to us. She told us what an incredible mom you are. And Arlene, in her email to us, she told us all about what a fighter you are, 2-year breast cancer survivor, and how you're getting ready for a different, pretty major operation next week. She said, even though your childhood was really tough and you're going through all of this now, it never, ever stops you. Stacy wrote that you always put your kids and your husband first and you would do anything for them. And then she wrapped it up by saying that you are a complete inspiration to everyone that knows you. Stacy, with that said, why don't I hand it over to you? Is there anything you want to tell your mom?
I just want to tell her that her 4 kids love her and that we're proud of everything she does and we're always here for her, no matter what.
So much of what we teach our children, Anna, is in the actions that we take every day, right? It's not even the things that we say. So your resiliency, Arlene, to keep going, to face these challenges head on is really admirable. Happy Mother's Day week.
Thank you.
Arlene, how old are all your kids?
29, 27, 24, and 21.
You got your hands full, huh?
Yes, I do.
Well, your daughter told us all about the struggles that you've gone through and how incredible you've been and how you've been there for them. So what we had is producer John. He loves his guitar and he loves to write songs. And he's written a song about you based on what they've told us. Are you ready to hear it?
Oh, definitely.
Arlene, you are my hero. Happy Mother's Day to you. Not only a cancer survivor, but a mom who's super cool. Now Stacy said you're going in for surgery. Arlene, you're gonna crush it. Eye of the tiger like Rocky III.
Nice.
I hope you spend your Mother's Day with friends and family. I hope your Mother's Day is great as could be.
Felt like there was a little Bret Michaels in there. I got to be honest.
Yeah,
channeling
kinda,
something.
Broke it down like it was a rock. Arlene, what do you have planned for this weekend?
Just spending it with my kids and my mother-in-law and just looking forward to a wonderful day.
Well, happy Mother's Day. And on behalf of all your kids, thank you so much for everything that you do.
Oh, thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right, get ready for complete chaos. Our moms have something in common and they've never met before. Ma, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so no, two moms.
Mom, we have Raven's yes. Raven's mom is on the phone too. We have all our moms on the phone together.
Oh, that is great.
Hello.
Maria, meet Maria. Maria, yeah. Maria.
Do you guys know you have the same name?
Oh, I
didn't know we have the same name.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hello, Maria.
Hello, how are you?
We can just leave, Raven. Right. Let's just leave.
Right, we can just walk out of the room and let them talk for a little while. Well, all this week for Mother's Day, we've been taking listeners' information about their mothers. They've been writing us letters and stuff like that. And with that, we've put producer John to work making songs. We call it the Anna and Raven Mother's Day Melody. And, of course, we couldn't let the week go by without making a song for you both.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was really easy since both your name is Maria.
Right.
We just had to make one song.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just one song.
Tell me something wonderful about your mother, Anna.
Well, there's a lot of things that are wonderful about my mother, including the fact that she's watching my child right now. She helped raise both my girls. Hmm. But also, she's an excellent baker. And Mommy, what are those new cookies that you make all the time that we're all obsessed with?
Oh, the biscotti?
Yeah.
Oh.
And the white wine ones, the new ones.
They're just white wine, sugar, and all olive oil and flour. That's it.
Mm,
and
yummy.
They're delicious.
Oh.
Pop quiz, Mom, what is my favorite cookie?
Oatmeal raisin.
That's right. Every time. For a while, my mom was making me oatmeal chocolate chip, which, by the way, my mom's oatmeal chocolate chip cookies are amazing, but oatmeal raisin is where it's at for me, Anna.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Right. Oh, sounds good.
Mm. My mom is amazing because, like you, she takes care and helps us out whenever she can at all times, including moving into my house every time we go on vacation to watch the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be doing it again coming up pretty soon and just always making herself available for the grandkids too. She's always around and she always has the right thing to say. No matter if I had a bad day, Anna, if I call my mom, she'll make me feel better.
Absolutely. My mommy too.
Aww.
All right, ladies, here is your special Maria song. Check it out.
Okay, I'm listening.
Maria, Maria, that's the name. Maria, Maria, the name is the same. Anna and Raven, they both came from a Mama Maria. Well, Raven likes cookies, Anna likes cake. A good thing Maria's all know how to bake. If you are hungry, they know what to make. That's a Mama Maria. Well, Anna and Raven on the radio every day, with all of the outlandish things that they say. Little do we know how lucky are they to have a Mama Maria. Happy Mother's Day, Maria.
Did you guys like it?
It was
I
great.
Love it. It's perfect.
Yes, I really like it.
Right. Happy Mother's Day,
I'm
you too.
From ear to ear. Thank you so much. And nice meeting you, Maria.
Same here. Happy Mother's Day.
And Mommy, when I come pick up Dakota, can you make those eggs that I like? I'm really hungry.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll make eggs. No All right. problem. All right.
Happy
All right.
Mother's okay. Day.
Bye. We love you.
Thank you.
Thank you so
Bye.
Much.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.